Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. With this year's Summer Olympic Games wrapping their way up tomorrow, a cinephile like yourself might wonder how many films there are about the games themselves. Whatever the answer may be, the real question is, has anyone ever filmed a movie during the Olympic Games in the host city? The answer is, shockingly, yes! Someone was crazy enough to do just that in this week's film from 1966, Walk, Don't Run. Loosely remaking George Stevens' The More the Merrier, the setting is Tokyo in the throes of the 1964 Olympics. Sir William Rutland, an elder statesman of English industry, needs a room and finds it with the by-the-book Christine Easton, also English and rather stuck up. By happenstance, he meets Steve Davis, an American Olympian also in need of lodgings, and when Rutland decides to play Cupid with the latter two, all manner of things happen. The cast is led by Cary Grant as Rutland, who had just come off a career high with Father Goose, and, as described in last season's episode on that film, wanted to transition to character acting roles. When that proved a fruitless statement to his fans, he set out to make one last movie to prove that he was done playing the romantic lead, and chose this. Rutland may be one of Grant's finest roles. He has excellent jokes, both physical and verbal, and gets to be utterly charming in the fatherly sense. In fact, not long before release, he would become a father in real life, with the birth of his daughter, Jennifer. One could argue this made great practice. Easton is played to perfection by Samantha Egger, hot off of her star turn in William Wyler's The Collector. Here, she gets to play the stuffy, almost prudish career woman who slowly begins to warm up to the down-on-his-luck Olympian in the room next to hers. And speaking of, Jim Hutton plays Davis just as well, equally stuck-up and woman-wary, with a soft, kindly streak that grows taller and wider as the story goes on. The film is directed by former MGM musical mainstay Charles Walters in what would be his final theatrical feature. He gives the film, largely shot on location, a touch of whimsy, with some excellent slapstick gags and physical comedy, while still remaining grounded in reality, if not just a touch rose-colored. In addition, the film features a jazzy, upbeat score by the inimitable Quincy Jones, and also has cameos from some of the best Japanese character actors, to say nothing of the appearance of a certain Star Trek star. I don't think a film such as this could be made today, at least not during the Olympic Games, but that's what makes it all the more special today. Plus, you have Cary Grant saying farewell to filmmaking in the cutest way possible, and going out on his own terms. What more could you possibly want? Ladies and gentlemen, Walk, Don't Run. Walk, Don't Run is streaming in the United States on Tubi, and is also available on DVD from Sony Pictures Home Entertainment through online retailers or your local library.